We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So I guess we're going to check in and find out.
Yeah, we have Anna Pozniak, the president of the Connecticut Town Clerks Association. I didn't even know there was an association like that.
So. Oh, there is.
Anna, how are you this morning?
I am excellent. Thank you for inviting me to be part of this discussion.
Good to have you on.
Yeah, can you just start off and tell us the relationship between the towns and then the secretaries? How does it all sort of work together when it comes to a day like Election Day?
So the Secretary of the State is the chief elected official who handles elections for the state. She oversees all aspects of the elections. And then at the local level, the town clerks and the registrar of voters work collectively to assist with elections. So the town clerks are responsible for issuing absentee ballots, and then the registrar of voters handle all aspects of the election day, from the polls to the workers and to the actual counting of the absentee ballots.
Yeah, that's a big responsibility. And for some states, is this a new way of us doing it? I'm trying to remember. I just remember going to the high school and, you know, filling in circles and turning it in. Is this a little bit different now?
So the state of Connecticut has always allowed for absentee balloting.
Right, I did one of those ones.
Yeah, correct. So our Constitution does call for certain reasons that you can only apply for an absentee ballot. But due to COVID, the state legislature and the governor signed a bill that will allow for anyone who has any concerns due to COVID with going to the polling place to apply for an absentee ballot. So in the past, town clerks, you know, only processed a small number of absentee ballots. So we would typically see like 5 to 7% of the electorate voting by absentee ballot. With this election, we could see, you know, the numbers increase as much as 66%. To put it in perspective, in 2016, the town of Windsor issued 1,200 absentee ballots. At this point in time, I've issued 6,000 absentee ballots, and we still have, you know, 19 days before the election. So we are seeing a very large number of people using absentee ballots this election.
See, my concern hasn't been, and I've talked about this with Ray, that it's not so much fraud. I'm concerned about the system holding up. How concerned are you about the ability to handle it?
So the town clerks across the state, you know, we're really facing a tremendous amount of stress and challenges due to this. But we have hired additional workers. We're bringing on volunteers. We've purchased extra equipment. And we are meeting the challenge each day. We are issuing the ballots to the voters. On October 2nd, you know, we mailed out thousands and thousands of ballots. We're receiving the ballots back daily. People are putting them in the absentee ballot box. They're mailing them. They're coming into town halls. And we're processing all the ballots as they're coming in. And the voters of this state need to have confidence in the system and understand that we are going to count every ballot that comes back to our office before 8 o'clock on election day.
Okay, so do you start like at 6 a.m. or what?
So yes, with this particular election, the bill that was passed in July now allows the registrar of voters to begin opening absentee ballots as early as 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, that's when the polls open anyway.
Do you pre-process them? We talked about this earlier. Connecticut does some pre-processing before election day. Do you guys collate them, flatten them? What do you do?
So before the election day, the clerks will put all of the absentee ballots in order by district, and then we turn those over to the registrar of voters who go through the actual official checklist and go through and make sure that every single voter that submitted an absentee ballot is crossed off the official checklist, which will prevent them from being able to go to the polls and vote a second time. So a recent bill was passed that allows towns to opt to open up the outer envelope.
There you go.
but you cannot open the inner envelope and remove the ballot until the election day. So this assists towns with being able to take away a portion of the process and speed up the counting of ballots on election day.
Right, otherwise you'd be going until 3 in the morning, maybe.
We very well may be, because, you know, the integrity of the election is the utmost importance, and we have to be certain that when we're processing these absentee ballots that we are doing this while we are maintaining the integrity of the election, and it does take time in order to be able to count those ballots.
We're talking with Anna Pozniak about a huge important issue, which is the integrity of the election, which she just said, president of the Connecticut Town Clerks Association. You know, we've seen sporadic stories about misprinted ballots and, in other places, lost ballots. Can you tell us to date how it's going and where your biggest concerns that you've seen? Like, obviously, you're sort of adapting on the fly.
Absolutely. That would probably be our biggest challenge is, you know, in the past, we've issued hundreds of ballots. Now we are issuing thousands of ballots. And, you know, there's bound to be some, you know, human errors or electronic errors, but, you know, the town clerks want to assure if there's any errors that we are working to correct those errors, you know, quickly. You know, the bottom line is that Connecticut has a very robust and rigorous election system with several checks and balances
right.
built into the system to ensure that every voter who casts a ballot, whether it's in person or by absentee ballot, will be casting only one ballot in this election, and that ballot will be counted.
I want to go back to this just a minute, because let's say you vote absentee, and let's say you're crossed off the list. Then how does this information get to the polling place?
So prior to the election, we will turn the ballots over to the registrars who work with the official checklist, and then that's how they go through each ballot, crossing off those voters. So they are matching a ballot to the checklist, and that's how we prevent someone from voting twice.
But wait, but what if you haven't counted the mail-in ballot and they vote in person, and then so they don't know at the ballot box if it's been voted before. So then how do you get word to the counters that they voted in person?
So on the day of the election, we will not turn over any absentee ballots to the registrar of voters until we get the official checklist back from the polls.
Okay.
And then we will go through with the absentee ballots on the checklist after 8 o'clock and determine if that person voted at the polls. If the person did vote at the polls, we would reject the absentee ballot. So again, the person would only have one vote in the election.
And so these people are paid? I mean, this is a huge human effort. These aren't things you can't just throw into a computer, right? You have to do this. People have to do this.
That is correct. Yes, it is. There's a lot of staff that will be needed in order to be able to process the absentee ballots for this election.
Okay. And once again, you check that list after 8 o'clock and the polls close. So there could be some delay, correct?
It will lead to, you know, us with some delays in being able to process those last number of absentee ballots that come in on election day. So we do need to, you know, let people know that the ballots that are received prior to election day will have their voters' names checked off already. So those will be all set and will be counted beginning at 6 a.m. So I guess what we need to let voters know that if you're prepared to vote vote today and then submit that ballot to the town clerks without any delays, so that this will help us to be able to count those ballots in a timely fashion on election day.
And a last question. If you're not registered to vote, there was a time that you could vote. When could you register with your town hall?
The deadline for registering to vote is October 27th.
Okay.
But there is a time period where voters can't register. But on election day, there is election day registration, which will allow for anyone who's not registered to register that day and then subsequently vote a ballot.
I would say get a lot of rest to you. That's what I'm saying.
Well, this has been very helpful, though. I mean, you've clarified a couple of things that I wasn't sure about.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, there you go. That's going to be one tired puppy.
I mean, that's a lot of work. And finding good people is not an easy thing to do stuff like this.
No, and especially with COVID, because the poll workers, you guys are going to be hanging out the actual traditional polling places. You know, a lot of those guys are older.
Oh, I mean, it's the average age is up there. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
It's a great way for you to contribute.
And some people may not be comfortable coming out.
Yeah.
So I wonder about that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.